Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, how you doing? My name is Claude Dorsey. I'm the owner of La Belle Furniture Gallery. It's been a while that I received from your company a little ad and the reservation code. It might be expired already. 2211-3101.
Okay. Sir, can you hold on 1 second? Let me just pull up that screen where I can put in the reservation code. And then if you could, please, read it back to me four numbers at a time.
2211.
Okay.
3101.
Okay.
0023.
Sure.
Okay. 5900.
Perfect. 1 second here. Let me pull up the information that we have on file for you. And I'm speaking with Claude from La Belle Furniture Gallery.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So just a quick question for you. We have a new phone system that we're kind of dealing with, and we're having some drop calls every now and then. What would be a good phone number to reach back out to you in case the call drops or we're working out the bug?
516-246-9334.
That's the 9334. Perfect. Thank you. And lastly, just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file for you. Is the business location still at the 1560 Hempstead Turnpike in Elmont, New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, LLC?
It's a corporation.
Corporation. Is it a C-Corp or S? C-Corp or S-Corp?
Just C-Corporation.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly, Claude, what would be a good email address, just in case I need to send you out any information today?
CO as coalition, NA as national, LI like liberty.
Okay.
D as David, HA, 57, at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. Perfect. Okay. So, Claude, what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs, and I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit for you in the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in the business 3 years, and the store opened, existed 3 years and 2 months.
Okay.
But I've been in the business for 35 years.
Okay. Great. So you've been in the furniture business for quite a while here.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And what were you looking to do? Are you guys expanding, or do you need to purchase some more inventory?
I just need to purchase more inventory, clear a little bit, outstanding debt.
Okay. And is there a specific dollar amount that you were looking for?
I haven't thought of that. About $75,000.
75?
I see that. Hold on, please. Hold on, please.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm still here for you.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
No problem. I understand.
It was my lawyer.
No problem. Okay. So you're looking for pay off a little bit of debt and for some operational capital as well?
Add over the inventory and what I have.
Okay. And then you were looking for, was it $75,000?
Yeah, 70 to 75,000. But what makes me calling you mostly, I see you have quite a few options here.
Yes.
Where is this? Where did I just saw this? Okay, right there. On the terms,
mm-hmm.
like you have secured, unsecured, and unsecured refinance program. Okay. On the unsecured, you know, up to 3 years, you know.
Yes.
That would be on the monthly basis. We can handle, you know, be like this.
Okay. So typically, first-time customers, our terms go anywhere from 6 months all the way up to 18 to 24. I have on occasion seen a 36-month approval as well. So typically,
well,
the longest...
I want at least 24 months. I won't mind because in 24 months, we can knock it down.
Right. And there's also... Yeah, there's also early payment discounts as well. So if you were able to get a decent return pretty quickly on the loan, you could pay it off early. And there's different types of reward depending on the program. There's 25% of the remaining interest is forgiven. Certain programs, mm-hmm. 5 to 6% of the remaining balance is forgiven. So there's kind of a trade-off there for it being unsecured and a little bit higher in regards to interest, you know, with paying the loan off early.
Mm-hmm. What's the interest rate in that case?
So it starts at 10 cents on the dollar, but we would need to look at a couple more factors to give you concrete numbers. You know, mm-hmm. we need to look at some bank statements because it's a cash flow based loan. We would look at mm-hmm. tax return just to verify the amount you mm-hmm. did in sales last year. And if you did have any current working capital loans, we would like to take a look at the contract for that. And that would give us the best snapshot of the business possible to make the best offer possible.
Right.
But I could definitely shoot you out all that information in an email along with our application. I just had a couple quick questions for you, though. So you've done working capital before, and... So you're pretty familiar with how they work. Ours is based off of the sales of the year previous for the business. We can lend 10 to 15% of those sales. Do you know what you did last year in terms of that?
Well, last year, firstly, the main reason why I'm looking for the loan right now is because last year was a disaster.
Okay.
Because they were doing some public work in the avenue, that black 17 stores, no car could park. No customers could come into the place, and then at that point it had put us in a very low bracket, like comparing to when we just started, and it was a disaster. So it's okay. not a lot to count on for. I would say we don't do no much to about $100,000. That's really not nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what put us behind, and we're looking for a loan to see if we could boost up the business so that we could move forward.
Okay. If you had done about $100,000, we could, you know, make 10 to 15, you know, thousand potentially available for you. I'm not sure if that would help anything.
It in a certain way it can help. It can help in a certain way. With $10,000-$15,000, a lot of stuff. It's a lot I can put over here as inventory.
That, and you may potentially use a little bit for marketing as well to maybe, you know, get some quick sales that way.
No, there's something different. Let me tell you this: when you send money on marketing, I mean, uh-huh. it's important, but you have to take into consideration the time of the year.
Right.
Time of the year right now, we're in summer. This is not the right time for marketing. Marketing, basically, I mean, not every company. If you consider a company like Macy's, for example, people shop for summer clothes. That's a different story. Because Macy's is overall seasonal sorts. It's overall.
Right.
It's like every season they have something going on. And when you come to furniture, it's a different story. It's a different story. Summertime is not that good for furniture. You may find some chit-chat sale here and there. But
yeah.
Basically, the time for furniture is like the beginning of the year when income tax season is around there and the end of the year. So you're talking about after Thanksgiving, you start
uh-huh.
seeing people popping up, you know, changing furnitures, mattresses, and this. The only thing that little bit mattresses is so great, it's like because a lot of people are being hit with bed bugs, and then they're switching the mattress like crazy.
After
that, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had no idea. I just learned something there. I appreciate that.
If you are in the business, if you are in the furniture industry,
okay.
People buy furniture at all time, but there's a time the market is more fluctuated. there's a time the market is down. People, for example, in summertime, people go on vacation.
Right.
They're not going to buy a home bedroom, stuff like that, unless they come with something, definitely they have no choice to get it.
Makes
but
sense.
Thinking about changing the new furniture is basically something that vary between the month of February, March, April, up to May. Then starting in it sometimes after October, going toward December, January.
You think people like to swap out their furniture as well, just having guests over for the holiday season, things of that nature?
I would not say that. For example, when schools reopen, people, mm-hmm. the kids are going to campus, you might more likely see parents come over buying little insignificant furniture because it's just going to be temporary, 3-4 years, college.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. That's right. Yeah, just for the dorms and for the college apartments and stuff.
Exactly, because uh-huh. the kids are going to campus. So, and it's not a lot due to the parent purchase, probably purchase a desk, a little couch that can be a convertible couch, and mm-hmm. Other little accessories. After that, nothing is ordinary. Not unless they're moving out to another state, they're going to go into an apartment that requires
right.
bed, that requires this and that. But campus, that's the basic they give you.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I'm learning a whole bunch of stuff right now. I appreciate it.
It's true because that's the way it goes.
No, that makes absolute sense. I didn't even mm-hmm. think about that. So,
like you said, the 15,000 can, if it's that's what I can get, I cannot get 25. I can work with the 15,000 trying to amplify my inventory.
Okay. And another thing we can
see how much I can.
Oh, another thing we could do as well is, once we get you, let's say the 10 to 15,000, halfway through that term, we can actually get you more for more inventory.
Okay.
It's just a matter of establishing the relationship, and then once that's been established mm-hmm. with a good payment history, it just everything gets better, basically.
Okay, I noticed that. I know that.
Okay, so close.
Okay,
so
then you can forward me. Say that again, please.
I was gonna put together an email for you with the information that we would need and my contact information to be on there as well, and wanted to send that over to you. And how quickly do you think you can get back the information to me so we can see what we could make available for you?
Absolutely, so no problem.
Can I confirm the email that I have? So I have colnelidha57 at.
Let me start over. C O N A.
Gotcha.
N like Nancy.
Okay. A like Apple.
Let me start over. Yeah, C as Cook, Orbit, Nancy, Apple, Louis, Icon, David. Home, Apple, 57 at hotmail.com.
Got it. Okay. I will put together an email for you. I will have it over to you in about 10 minutes. And my contact will be on there. So if you have any questions, please give me a call. And then as soon as I get that information back, I'll go to work for you and we'll have some feedback for you shortly.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you, Claude. Keep your eye peeled for that email. It should be coming shortly.
Thank you, sir. No problem.
You're welcome. All right.
Have a nice one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye.